WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
If you work in university maintenance, Grainger considers you an MVP. Because your playbook ensures your arena is always ready for tip-off. And Grainger is your trusted partner, offering the products you need all in one place, from HVAC and plumbing supplies to lighting and more, and all delivered with plenty of time left on the clock, so your team always gets the win. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, visit Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready for another episode of the Life Strong Project.
And now in stereo.
All right, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Life Strong Project, man. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm humbled and blessed to be chosen to embrace your airwaves and ride on through to your speakers. I appreciate it, y'all. Hey, I'm your host, AC, and I'm greatly excited about today's guest. I got a lot of questions. I got a lot of questions because when we hooked up, I had to do my research. I read up on brother and. Okay, let's just cut to the chase. He said something. I read something on him that that we're taught is unhealthy. I'm going to just put it out there. Taught that it's unhealthy. But you did it. All right? You did it, bro. You did it. This guy is a champion for not only our community, but a champion for economics as well as personal health. Y'all give it up for Blackamore Hampton. Bro, what's good? What's good?
A hell of an introduction, man. Oh, I feel...
I try to do right by the guests. I try to do right, man. I appreciate it, man. But let's cut to the chase. So, I did my research and we connected. I did my research. It's just what all hosts should do for by the guests. And I start reading. I said, wait a minute. This brother lost 60 pounds. Now, I want y'all to hear this clearly because, like I said, we're taught that this is unhealthy. Every time I hear this, no, that ain't right. That's unhealthy. You should not do that, right? Okay. 60 pounds in 60 days.
Yep.
You lost 60 pounds. At 60 days. So let me put this. I did my research. I saw the YouTube pictures and everything. I said, there's no way. I've got to hear this story because we're taught what, maybe 5 pounds a month or something, you know, along those lines for it to be quote unquote healthy. But right. you lost 60 pounds in 60 days. Rob, first tell us about yourself and then get into the 60 pounds in 60 days because I'm dying to hear it. I need to lose 60.
All right. So, throughout my whole life, I never really had an issue with weight. I was like skinny for most of my life in the beginning. And even when I first started, like when I first lost the weight and I started saying it like publicly, I didn't know that was crazy because I never, you know, the whole weight loss world, I was kind of oblivious to it. I thought it was normal or something.
Right.
And so since then, I've become like a health and fitness coach and been learning more and studying.
Okay.
My theory on why that worked so easily for me is maybe because I didn't always carry the weight. So I don't know if if that fast as possible for everybody.
Right.
But people do it as fast as their body allows them to do it.
Okay.
So that may explain why my results were so fast.
Okay.
And also, at this point as well, if we zoom out, I struggled with my weight for about almost 5 years prior.
Okay.
This whole journey started with me. I was only trying to lose 10 pounds. I got on the scale. I seen a number I never seen before. It was 220. I never weighed 220.
We all done been there. Some of us daily.
I got to lose at least 10 pounds. You know, I started eating Subway and running around the block and all those things.
Right.
Lost the 10 pounds. And I said, okay, cool. I won. And then I went back to my old ways and I gained like 12, 13 pounds. Damn. But I said, it's a big deal. I lost 10 pounds easily. I'll get to it when I get to it.
Right.
I gained another 8-9 pounds. I said, okay, let me do something. So I lose about 5-10 pounds. I said, that's good. I stayed in this cycle for almost 5 years. And I gained 50 pounds.
Okay. That's...
So...
We there. Okay. We there. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's how that happened. And but also since then, I had my first child. I had my daughter, Gabrielle.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Thank you. So this is back then. She's about to be 8 this year.
Oh, okay. Or 9 this year. Okay.
So when I was growing up, my dad wasn't in my life as much as I would have liked him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same for all my friends. So we kind of had like this unwritten pact that we wasn't going to do the same with our kids. I had about in the middle of that 5 year period of me gaining all that weight, mm-hmm. my blood pressure got high. It was like 140 over 90 or something
right.
like that.
Okay.
I'm in my mid to late 20s. You know, as you get a little older, you get in your mid to late 20s, you start hanging around with more adults, and some of them are older in right. 30s and working with different people and things like that.
Right.
So before, when I used to hear about people dying untimely, it was from being streets or car accidents. That was pretty much 95% of all deaths of my peers.
Okay.
When you get in your mid-20s, you start hearing about strokes and heart attacks and things like that.
Yeah.
And my sibling's dad had a stroke himself, and I seen it. Like, this is somebody who I thought to be clever and witty and intelligent, and when he had his stroke, he was kind of a shell of himself, so that kind of became a fear of mine. I never wanted to lose my brain like how he lost. He's still alive, not the same. So, when we fast forward a little bit to April 11th of 2017, and I'm getting my blood pressure checked, and it says 170 something over 100 something. And I just had my first child, my daughter, less than a year ago. In my mind, I don't know if I'm gonna live long enough to see her graduate high school. Cause, you know, do you remember worldstarhiphop.com?
I do.
You know the founder of it, Q?
Yeah.
And you know how he died?
Yeah.
Did you know he was in the middle of losing weight when he died?
Yeah.
So that memory kind of made me want to make sure I do it right. Cause I was like, it must've been something not right the way he went about it or something. So that me wanting to be around for my daughter. And then that death kind of played in my mind and as well as my brothers and them's dad. So I went on a 3-day water fast with the next day, April 12th, 2017, 3 days. I didn't eat nothing. All I drank was water.
Okay.
During this 3-day fast, I'm becoming a self-proclaimed nutrition scholar, like how to eat to lower diabetes. Because I knew people with high blood pressure, and I'd never known them to not have high blood pressure. They would be on medicine, and they would still die, and still eat. So I didn't understand the purpose of getting medicine because I didn't see help. And I was familiar with, I heard of like Dr. Sabi healing disease naturally with foods and things like that. So long story short, I studied dozens and dozens of nutritional studies and how to eat, nutrition and all of that for those 3 days. And then on April 15th, when I broke my fast, when I took my first bite, I've been on a whole food, 90% whole food, vegan, oil-free diet. And the weight just came off. I remember, I don't know, you said you did your research. I don't know if you went on my Instagram and if you see that very first picture that's on there from June 2017 and I'm standing like this smiling.
Yeah,
that's it. That was the day I found out my blood pressure was normal.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So I'm elated. That's pure happiness you see in my face. That was at my family reunion. That day, I remember getting on the scale. I weighed like 211, 210, 211. I said, damn, I lost like 60 pounds. That's crazy. I drive to Atlanta because we had a family reunion there. I drove my brother's car.
So in between that, had you weighed yourself at all? Like, had you?
But I never was checking my blood pressure.
Okay, gotcha.
In my mind, I thought it was going to take years because it took me years to get to the situation. So I wasn't even going to check. I didn't want to discourage myself.
Right.
But every time I was getting on the scale, I was losing like a pound every day. So I get to Atlanta. Long 14, 15 hour drive.
Okay.
With my family, I'm telling my mom, like, yo, I took my blood pressure. They said this. Am I tripping? Blah, blah, blah. They're like, yo, congratulations. I'm happy. But for me, the real victory was this. You see, I'm black. You know how we eat when we get to.
Yeah.
All these macaroni and cheese, that was like my favorite food. And then when one of my cousins, I didn't know where to meet at the family reunion, but he offered me some macaroni and cheese, and I had the ability to say no and not break a sweat. That's when I really felt like I won.
Wow. Now, I'm curious because, hey, we all, hopefully, we probably mostly black here. So, to say no to something like mac and cheese that's hard within itself. I'm curious as to what your family's response to that was, because I mean, that had to be pressure on top. First of all, you had to have the wherewithal to be like, nope, I'm not breaking from this new dietary standard that I have. But you turned down food at the cookout. that right there is me. That's grounds for the removal of your black card from something. That's grounds for removal right there. You are expunged. So I'm curious, what was your family's response?
Well, since it was like a distant cousin that offered, she might have judged me after she left. I don't know. I don't know. They're from Nebraska. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, but, they ain't like us down here.
So my immediate family, so it's interesting. My mom, she wanted me to be healthy, so she was just with whatever, as mamas are. And my siblings was, you know, we was all grown, so they was kind of out the house. So they wasn't really around for the process of the transformation too much.
Okay.
My friends, on the other hand, to this day, I still get teased. But... you know, years later, and as they get older and some of them get their own health issues, I become a consultant. So I
was
one that could potentially help save you, you know.
Right.
But how I even got to that, and this is what I really attribute, I guess, my success in this arena to.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of like, this is my first time even saying this on a podcast, because I just came to this realization weeks ago.
Okay.
Because I've been a little bit over a year now.
Okay.
My results with clients have been kind of 50-50, which isn't good enough for me. And I had to do some reassessing.
Oh, wait a minute. So hold on right there. You said this is the first time you've ever said this on a podcast?
Yeah, you about to get this as an exclusive.
Oh, that's what I'm talking. We made it, y'all. We made it. Breaking news. Go ahead. Breaking news.
So the difference between my clients who got the results and didn't, I noticed it was... it sounds like a cliche words, but their mindset. The ones who got the results was typically fresh out of the hospital, or it was something more serious than I just want to lose 20 pounds to look better. You know, they want to be around for their kids, or they just found out they had high blood pressure, or they just found out they had diabetes. As opposed to those who just maybe seen somebody on Instagram and want to look like them, they typically didn't get the success.
Okay.
So that made me go back even in my own journey, because I used to just say, yeah, I lost 60 pounds in 60 days by going vegan. Y'all need to go vegan, stop eating meat, stop eating dairy, and only drink water. But it wasn't just that. It was times I would be like, let's say it was about to be like a barbecue I was about to go to or something. I would literally sit and meditate and practice saying no to food being offered. I would literally like run the simulations in my mind and practice the type of person I wanted to be once I stepped foot outside. And I attribute that to my success more than anything else.
Okay. So let me get this right. So before you go anywhere, this is what it sounded like. Before you go anywhere, especially if you know you're going to be eating or whatever, you meditate and you go through the possibilities of every scenario that you can think of. and prepare yourself to say no.
Yep.
That okay. So, okay. First of all, that right there, I got to commend you, because that piece right there. Okay, we're gonna put the food aside. That piece right there, to do that and commit yourself to doing that, is commendable.
You're listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
When you manage procurement for multiple facilities, every order matters. But when it's for a hospital system, they matter even more. Grainger gets it and knows there's no time for managing multiple suppliers and no room for shipping delays. That's why Grainger offers millions of products in fast, dependable delivery, so you can keep your facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back at the Life Strong Project.
You mentioned something on one of your YouTube videos. You mentioned meditation and breathing exercises.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something else that you also said. You said you need to watch your diet and protect your energy. I'm curious. When you say, I think we're getting the watching the diet part. When you say protect your energy, what in the world are you talking about? protect your energy. I'm like, well, okay, wait a minute. So real talk. I saw the video. So for the listeners, for me, it's okay. I got it. But the listeners are probably like, protect your energy. What does this have to do with food and weight?
Well, we at the end of the day, anything we do, whether we're eating, whether it's something we say, whether it's something we didn't say. All human beings, we do things because we feel like it.
Right.
But we don't. So now we're having an emotional conversation. And there's something that maybe you could say that may rise up some emotions that isn't conducive to the goals I have in life. And if that was to happen, adios. Even when we get on our phone and we scroll on things, like the algorithm shows you what you give your energy to.
Yeah.
Right? And even if we don't like it, a lot of us, we spend time watching things we don't like even like police brutality videos. Right. I don't watch it for what? We know what happens. I know it happens. Right. I know I have somewhat of an idea of what I can do in my personal life to counter that. I'm not going to watch murder porn of my people all day, every day.
Right.
In a helpless mood. You watch it, you feel helpless. You feel like a victim. You want to feel, cortisol is producing your body. You want to feel better. The quickest way to feel better and not be judged by society is to go eat some I'm sorry, can I cuss on here? Or to go eat some bad food.
Thank you. Appreciate it. <All right. laughs> But I get where you're coming from. No judgment. I get where you're coming from, but we're trying to keep it clean.
that's the quickest way to feel better.
That's right.
Health issues and stuff come from. We are traumatized people. Crack is shunned, and cocaine is shunned, and drugs and alcohol is shunned, but eating a macaroni and cheese and a cheesecake, that's okay. We don't judge each other for that, but that's a drug too. You can't go in the garden and plant a cheesecake. You can't go in the garden and plant a donut. That's man-made food. It's drugs. I would call it drugs, because they define drugs as something that's not food that you consume. So anything you put in your body that is not for your nourishment, which includes media and conversations, you got to protect yourself.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You hit a nerve there. I can hear a few people saying, dang. Okay. So, going back just a little bit, you said something, in regard to food being a drug, and you also on your YouTube video were talking about, fast food and how they conduct their research for what they're going to provide or produce or give to their consumers. And I was like, man, he's spot on. I want to definitely, you know, invite the listeners to go listen to this brother out there on YouTube. And we'll get to how you can find him and all that towards the end of the show. But definitely go out there and listen to his YouTube videos. But you mentioned something about fast food, and I was wondering if you could just talk about that just a bit, because you said something about how they conduct their research.
Yeah, well, it's cheap. So, for example, how McDonald's will like come out with like a new food or burger or whatever.
Right.
They don't go out and grab 10 people and say, try this and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. Mm-hmm.
But however, now that's, and not to cut you off, but that's kind of what they show on TV or in the media. That's kind of how that's what they portray. So in a lot of people's minds, that's how they figure out what they're going to sell. Right. But yeah. go ahead. This is the part right here. I want to go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what they do is, I believe it's probably a model brain at this point, but mm-hmm. they'll have like a model of a human brain and hook up all the technology to it. And they figure the bite, whichever sandwich produces the most dopamine in the brain is the one that they're going to go to. Because dopamine is on a neurochemistry level. You can't fight that. Dopamine, you're going to want to do it again. Right. This is why even sometimes like Chinese food is good for that too, with the MSG they put in there. The MSG, literally, they call it a flavor enhancer, but it really literally lies to your brain and tells you that it tastes better than it does. It could lie to your brain and tells you it tastes better than it does. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Even when you think of being sick is big business.
It's huge business. Yeah.
Business. You're vulnerable, you're compromised, you're very motivated to pay, and factoring it in your budget isn't even a thing because your life is on the line.
Right.
You was planned in a situation. Like they plant this, and then there was other companies that made a plan off of this company's plan, and you're always the mark. You're always the mark. What got me into health and fitness coaching, I don't know how this podcast feels on politics and things like that.
Please speak your mind. Go. I'm saying
the person I'm going to bring up is a controversial person, and okay. I myself have mixed feelings about this person. Okay. Candace Owens.
Okay, all right.
Back in the height of police brutality. And I remember her saying, I don't remember the exact quote, but she said something to the effect of, man, police don't even be killing black people like that.
I remember the quote. I said,
oh, wait a minute. She was like, yeah, there's other causes of death, blah, blah, blah. So I want the fact check. In the absolute number, sure. Because I said, okay, so what is the biggest death of black people? And that's what I found. Heart disease. Answer number two. I said, okay, well, what causes these things? Basically food and lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So when I became a coach, this is my way of fighting for us, because that's what gets us in the biggest numbers, and they get our elders. When we reach a point at our highest wisdom, our health takes us out of the game before our youth can consult with the elders to figure out what we need to do on the ground. Mm. So that's kind of why I do what I do now. I had, and it was crazy. You know, I used to want to be a rapper. I didn't think I'd be.
You know what? Real talk. I think a lot of us. We're visual people. We're visual people. What we see in audible, but what we see and what we hear when you're growing up, and for a community that doesn't have especially back when I was coming up, didn't have a huge voice. What I saw as far as, you know, making it, what I saw as, you know, someone, you know, that has came from the ground up, was rappers, musicians, I can't even say actors, because, you know, I'm 52, so back then I didn't see a whole lot of, you know, black faces on TV. And if they were, they were, you know, typecast. They were either the bad guy, the crook, or something, the crackhead, or something like that. So we can't really say it. So yeah, when someone says, you know, I want to be a rapper, I'm like, I think we all did. I think we all did. So
yeah,
but yeah, I think that was all of us. So okay, so you also mentioned diet and stress and how they affect the community, and you hinted at, you know, that controversial figure and what they said, and I think we all think she's controversial, among other things, but as far as how would you say, what would be the first thing you say to someone, maybe along the ages of, I guess, let's catch them early, let's say 17 to 23, and if we're seeing the trends of them, you know, stress, anxiety, eating, overweight, hyper, if we see that trend, what would be the first thing you say to that 17-year-old that is getting, you know, they're 17, you're, you know, next year or so, or you're probably graduating and you're going to college and you're away from mom and dad, and I mean, if you go to college and you gotta eat. I mean, you gotta eat, and a lot of times you're on the go, and we're such a society that is always on the go and always on the move that the last thing we think about is eating healthy. We're always thinking about eating, but we're not thinking about, hey, I gotta get something quick. You know, lunch breaks used to be an hour, now they like 30 minutes. Some of them must get 15. You don't have a lot of time. To you can't really fix anything unless you brought something from home and you can just warm it up real quick. You can't really fix anything. So what do? We hit one of the spots, Burger King, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, one of the spots, whatever. So what would be that advice that you give that 17-year-old that they can build on that? And by the time they're, you know, in their mid-20s, early 30s, they're not in the same situation.
Yeah. Good question. Especially speaking to a young man, that may be a little easier for me since I was a young man myself. So yeah. I understand more. When we frame it in a way of warfare, because we are in something that when you participate in a war, you don't know you're participating in. That's basically warfare. You know, I would stress to them the importance of being sharp, especially if I'm talking to somebody from the streets. Like, it's very easy for your enemy to catch you slipping if you're high and doped up. And if you're high and doped up on convenient foods, it's the same thing. Mm. It's just more dangerous because it's so subtle. And what I would say to anybody at any age, the successful person is the one who knows how to create time and space for themselves, because then that allows you to do whatever it is you actually want to do. Like, when you think about basketball, mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving is considered one of the greatest offensive players of all time because he knows how to create his own shot. He can create the space to shoot,
right,
to begin, as opposed to somebody who could only shoot when even then the teammates is creating space for him. Like when Curry got a run off of 6,000 picks.
Yeah.
Take the three off. If you know how to create time, and time is the one thing we don't get back.
Never. Right? Never.
Like, you talk to a wealthy person and you're always concerned about the time. What you got to tell me? You got 2 minutes. Let's go.
Exactly.
You know, whatever. They'll give you $30,000 for nothing. Don't waste my time.
Yep.
Tell you something. So as far as, you know, getting the quick, convenient food, learn the skill of creating the time to nourish yourself properly so you could be on point at all times, because it's warfare and they're attacking your brain before you're even old enough to know what happened. Like, you know, once you come into a certain state of consciousness, you realize, like, dang, I've been scammed for most of my life. Didn't know any better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully that makes sense to them. Hopefully that makes sense to them. You know, talking to the youth can be a little frustrating.
Difficult. Yeah. and it's crazy because, I mean, we were all there. And I'm looking, I think back to 17, and couldn't tell, nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah, so yeah, me too.
So no judgment, but I'm like, the history keeps repeating itself. And I'm like, what was it that, and I'm like, I don't know. I just thought I was young, invincible, and didn't have a care in the world. And look. So trust me, I get it. Cause
yeah. So hopefully that reached somebody.
Yeah, somebody. Somebody will take it and run with it.
You're listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Positive stories, positive people, positive lives. The Life Strong Project.
So let me ask you this question. So you changed a lot of your food. You changed all your foods, it sounds like. What are some of the, you don't have to list out everything, but what are some of those key items? Like if somebody says, man, you know what Blackamore was saying is, it makes complete sense, but I don't know where to start.
So this is where I started.
After the fast, after the 3-day fast.
During the fast, actually.
Okay.
But during the fast, and for like the first 2 weeks of this journey, I spent time literally writing down all of my favorite foods. Good, bad, ugly, didn't matter. I just wrote them down.
Okay.
Came up with a list of dozens, about 70, 80 something foods. Ooh. I went through this list and I said, now, which one of these foods can I afford to keep in my life? I like them. Clearly, I wrote them down. So okay. It shouldn't feel like a diet when it's all said and done. I'm not going to focus on what I can't have. I'm going to focus on what I can continue to eat and what I'm going to enjoy.
Okay.
It left me with about 8-9 foods, but it was a hell of a start.
Man.
Now I have a foundation to build upon. So now I only, I love potatoes. I was able to keep potatoes. I love cashews and pistachios. I was able to keep those. I like fruit. I happen to like peanut butter and oatmeal. I was able to keep all of that. So now it's not, I got to eat this salad I don't like with the grilled chicken and all. We don't even like them salads like that for real. I don't eat salads to this day. I don't like them.
It's okay. Okay.
But I like to eat, And then, but the beautiful thing is, over time, your taste buds has even started to change a little bit. Before, you couldn't pay me to eat no avocado. I didn't understand why they existed. Like, who would make this hit for what?
With that giant seed in the middle, what? Yeah. What is this?
Oh, no. But when I learned the nutrition of the avocado, so I had a different appreciation. Like, this is basically my blood pressure medicine because it's a great source of potassium. Mm. And I played with different seasonings and things like that. And then over time, now today, we love avocados. We don't need a grocery store unless they just, because sometimes they're expensive. So if it's like $6 an avocado, we won't get it. But if there's a sale or something like that, we don't need to go without the avocados. Mm. It took some months to get to that point, and now I'm at a point where I love them. Your taste buds will start to change. Mm. And I think that, and so what is that like? That's crazy when you think about it. Like, we have an appetite for our own destruction, but you can have an appetite for your own, the higher version of yourself too. You just got to put the effort in.
Right. But that whole thing goes back to the whole dopamine conversation from earlier. So I guess if those foods aren't there, If you aren't consuming those foods, then the dopamine in your brain isn't saying, I need that donut or that mac and cheese in your, I'm like, man, I don't know how I'm gonna get over that one. Cause mac and cheese, especially my mom's mac and cheese, I don't get it very often. But when I get that, I'm like, how do I tell my mama no? What?
So I got to say no.
Oh my God, bro. I'm like, I don't know, bro. So, okay. So we've got the whole dietary thing, and how it affects us and, you know, our brain. And I want to get back to the meditation piece. And this is something that, a lot of, especially us men in our community, there's a couple of things we don't, and I'm not gonna say believe in, I'm not gonna say that, but we either don't have the time, or we think we don't have the time, we don't make the time, or some of us, we just don't do it. One is meditate, whether it's, you know, some people would say pray or whatever, but take, like you said, take that time or make that time, and the breathing exercises. Expound on that just a little bit. And how did you, because apparently this is something that you found out along your journey, correct? Because if you go back to the whole before, you know, you were like, hey, I got to do something. I don't think that was a part of your, you know, your lifestyle. So how did you start that? How did you get on that journey? And expound on that a bit.
So, you know, like most of us, grew up in a Christian home, learned about Jesus, all of that. And in junior high, I used to get in trouble a lot and be put in school suspension, which is basically a precursor to jail.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I don't know about you. So, okay, you sound like me, but so, so they used to, you know, used to call it ISS, and because I don't think they do it now. I don't know if they do it now or not, but to shine light on it, when I was going through ISS, they had us in a small desk and a small, like, cubicle, and you were facing this wall that, I mean, it had the most depressing paint on it, yep. And you sat there, you didn't speak, you couldn't see anybody, you couldn't speak, you couldn't do anything, you were supposed to be doing your work, but it was so hard it was, like you said, it was a precursor to jail, and you stayed there the entire day. And for us in junior high, it was from 8:15 to, I believe, if I'm 2:35, I believe. You ate your lunch there. Everything. So it was the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. All right. So I just wanted to paint that picture because I'm like, God.
Yep. So, like most people in jail, they read the Bible and or the Quran, and they find their God. So that's what I did.
Oh, my God. All right.
I had a Bible. Did my grandma, I think my grandma, maybe her church gave me the Bible.
Okay.
So I would read the Bible all the time because the Bible was very fascinating to me. And it was fascinating about the religion and politics to this day is fascinating to me because those are the two most forbidden topics to talk about. And I think that those two topics are the foundations of how everybody lived their life individually. So why are we scared to talk about it? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm reading the Bible and I remember Jesus saying to meditate on him day and night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was like the first seed that was planted. And then I grow up, I get exposed to new things and even other ways of life, even outside of Christianity. And I read this book called The Meditator. They went way more in depth in meditation and how to access like wisdom and the subjective realm and all that type of stuff. And that's when I got a little bit more deep into meditation. Well, actually, it's deep. It's deep, relatively deep to my peers, but not like deep like. But I would spend 20 minutes here and there meditating. As I learned more about the brain and like how sometimes your brain, like right now, our brain is likely in a beta wave state, which means that we're awake. We're not hyper focused on nothing, but we ain't like super relaxed and dreaming or whatever.
Okay.
When you access the alpha wave state, which is a level below here where you're a little more suggestive, or even a theta where you're even more suggestive, when information is brought to you in those states, you're way more likely to do it or to take on that trait. So you meditate to get your brainwave state to that level, and then you imagine the person you want to be is easier to program in your subconscious. So it's not just an idea, it's something that you may actually do.
Okay.
That's how I came to, it started with the Bible and reading the Metanature. Then after my 3-day fast, and I just became a nerd on the body in general, learning about the brain.
Okay.
I came to these conclusions and went on my YouTube rant that you see.
He called it a rant. All right. I mean, well, okay, real talk. Some of the video, I was like, yeah, he mad. He sound like he angry.
Because breathing is how you get to it. Because the number one complaint I see, like, I just don't know how to meditate. And meditating for me, because everybody say, I don't know how to not think about nothing, because that's how it's taught.
Right.
And I remember I was meditating one night, and it was like I wasn't even breathing. I'm sure I was, I'm still alive, but it didn't feel like I was. But to meditate, you focus on your breath. That's how you clear your mind. You just focus on your breath. And if you do it long enough, you get to a point where your breath is so faint, but you focused on your breath. What are you focused on now? Because your breath ain't there.
Right.
Boom. Now you're thinking about nothing. And then once you're kind of aware of that, it's like being, you ever dream and then in the dream, you're aware that you're dreaming?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of like what happened in the meditation. Once you kind of get there, you're like, oh, I'm meditating. Oh, shoot. And you might get so excited, it snaps you out of it. And then you got to do the process again.
Again.
But it
takes way short.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry: if something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aw, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
It takes way shorter the second time around. And then once you get into this state, you can start to mold yourself. Imagine what it is you want and practice doing it. Like, run simulation. It's just like lifting weights. If you're trying to get a bigger bicep, you know, you do the bicep curls over time, the bicep gets stronger and stronger. If you want a certain trait, you imagine doing this trait, running the simulation, like saying no to that bad food over and over. Then it becomes second nature and it just becomes you. And breathing, I found to be breathing and movement in general is the quickest way to get into whatever physiological state you want to be in. If you want to relax, slow down your breathing. Like, let's say if me and you got into an argument or something, and you say something that I thought was just crazy, I might be like, it's God.
Yeah.
What I do, slow deep breath to help relax my subconsciously. It's programmed in our nature already. But you don't have to wait until you're pissed off to take slow deep breath. Calm yourself down.
Right.
Or if a mountain lion came through my window right now, I might panic, get alert. I have energy because I might have to fight or run.
Now you've been run, bro. Run, don't fight. Run.
Right.
Get your family out, run.
if you're feeling lethargic, if you feel like you don't have the energy, you don't have to wait for a mountain lion to come through. You could.
God.
Breathing, and you, boom, you can access these states at will. And then once you access the state, take advantage of it. Go to the gym or go on that run or take that nap, whatever state you're trying to get into, do whatever it is that you got to the state to do in the first place. That gives you so much control over your life. Control your breath, control your life.
How long should one, if there's a, I don't know if there's a time limit. How long should one that wants to start meditating? Somebody says, hey, man, okay, I'm going to start meditating. I need to start. And I've tried before. And, you know, like you said, you know, I've tried. I couldn't clear my mind. I don't know how to clear my mind. How long, when they start, should they, I don't want to say target, but at least try for? How long should they try to push for?
Interesting, because it's kind of dynamic, right? Anything helps if you stay consistent, right? I guess if I pulled a number out, I'd say 10 minutes to start.
Okay.
For all of us, right? So I like to think of it like, I don't know if you ever, like on your computer, where you got to clear your cache and clear your, the more sites you've been on and cookies you got on there, the longer it's going to take to clear. So the more stuff you got going on, the longer it may take for it to be effective for you. So do it more, if nothing else. But then as you do it more consistently, because if you're clearing your cache every night, it's not enough to go through. Like, I can get into a meditative state in a minute or two because I do it more these days. If it's your first time, it may take you. Well, actually, I could. Matter of fact, because I just put my homie onto it. It took him probably about his second attempt before he felt like something happened. And he was able to, he won't tell me what the habit was. I gave him a mental exercise to try through meditation.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure it wasn't just me.
Right. Okay. All right.
And this is a skeptical friend. He teases me about my practices and things like that. But I said, if it could work on him, I'm going to test it with others. I'm pretty sure it could work with anybody. I sent it to him. He practiced it. And whatever habit it was, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a junk food or something else he got going. But he said he ain't did it since. Ever since he started practicing that meditation thing. This is how powerful it is. So it's powerful than just losing weight. You can do this with anything.
Wow.
With anything. Relationships, money, health and fitness, anything.
Wow, bro. Oh, that's deep. that's deep, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming through on the Life Strong Project, man. Hey, thanks for stopping by, spreading your wisdom. We gotta have you back, man. Yeah, that's a definite. We gonna stay in touch. We gonna have you back, man. I appreciate it. Hey, tell everyone how they can either get in contact with you, follow you on social media, you know, your handles, whatever.
Yeah, I'm on everything at Blackamore. That's Blakamore. You can go to blackamore.com. It should have links to all my social media and stuff as well. And just follow me on whatever your favorite platform is. Also, I have a book that I'm writing. I'm almost done with it. It's called Transformation 60, where I go more in depth on this story, like everything you heard on this podcast and how I got to the position I am today. So be on the lookout for that. And yeah, that's how you can find me.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it from the man himself, Blackamore Hampton. Man, we appreciate you coming through, bro. Definitely going to have him back. He's got, again, go out and listen to this brother on YouTube. I can't stress this enough. There's a lot more that we just don't have the time to get into, but that's why we definitely wanted to come back, man. Again, like a Life Strong Project family, I appreciate y'all coming through, listening to this episode, man. And remember, our lives are fleeting. Cherish it. Our lives are ever-changing. Adapt to it. And your life is yours. Y'all, we got to live it. All right, y'all, that's it. I appreciate you. One love. We out.
Thanks for listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This is the story of the one. As a procurement manager for a hospital system, she keeps every facility in her network stocked and ready. That's why she counts on Grainger to be her single source for thousands of products, from disinfectants to lighting, air filters, and more. And with fast, dependable delivery, Grainger helps her keep every facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.